When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hi everyone, it's GigPod episode 224. I'm Stevie and I'm going to be talking about Celtic 3, St Mirren 0 and another very funny result of the weekend. And I'm not just referring to Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 1 in the good old Premier, Rizzo's favourite league. Rizzo's going to be here with me talking about the aforementioned subjects. And not only that, he got a ticket at the weekend as well to watch that in person. How much did that cost you, Rizzo?
Zero, of course, thanks to you, you're a great guy. One of the few games this season I've been to that I've had a freebie for, we've actually played well in. Because I had freebies for such other classics as Celtic 1, Motherwell 1, and Celtic 0, Hearts 2. But no, it's good to be with you for the second time in 3 days. What a thrill for us both.
You said it, John. Now, obviously, getting into this game against St Mirren, there were some concerns before it with the fact that Dyson Maeda was out. I wouldn't say there was major concerns with Liam Scales being out. But at the same time, there was a lot of question marks over who was going to be starting. I mean, Laga Bielke, he's done. He's never going to be getting in the team. It was really going to be between Stephen Welsh and also Rocky. In the end, it was Narotsky that got the call. He didn't really let us down, I'd say, on Saturday, John. But also as well, coming in for Dyson Maeda, was Yang out on the left. And we'll talk about those performances as well. But I guess, first thing to talk about in the first half itself, it was another one of the feelings at half-time when the ref blew the whistle, wasn't it? Because you were not impressed. And I've got to say, neither was I.
Yeah, the first half was rubbish. We didn't create any real chances. I mean, with that header by Yang that went over the bar, and that's about it. And we had a couple of blocked sort of half-chances. I mean, they never really had that many chances, but they're probably like as good a chance as us. Maybe even a bit better, but no, we missed Dyson. And I mean, there's rumours that he's going to boot for the rest of the season, which would be a blow.
I think that is confirmed, by the way.
By Celtic?
Well, not by Celtic, but pretty much
people in the know.
People that wouldn't lie, i.e. aren't on forums.
I think we'd be able to, even though he'd be a big miss, I think like the only game we'd really need to replace him for is Rangers, and I'm sure Brendan, the genius, would come up with something for that. Apparently Scales might be out for the rest of the season too, that's what I've heard, but we'll need to wait and see about that. I mean, if that is the case, then I think Rocky's the man to step in, and this could be the makings of his career at Celtic, hopefully.
I thought Welsh did play okay, but when he came on, but although that's,
I mean, the game was finished.
The game was done, but he made a couple of really timely interceptions. But I keep him focusing more on that first half as well. What was the most annoying thing about it for you? For myself, it was the fact that we created absolutely nothing. I was expecting, you know, us to blitz St Mirren after last weekend and the feel-good factor and all that, and before the game with the Tifo and the banners that the Green Brigade obviously made up only for the win to spoil it. I would say the conditions did play a wee part in the overall performance, but it was just the fact that we created next to nothing. Kuhn and Yang were very disappointing out wide. I was expecting better from them both, and that was the most frustrating part of it. No early goal and nothing to get the fans up for it in the first half. You know, the fans did stick with the team and everything, but for me, yeah, just seeing you at half time and having to moan yet again and go, generally lacklustre first half performance. But what do you think, Brendan, really? Do you think he'd read the riot act, or do you think he was calm about it in the second half?
I can't imagine Brendan ever reading the riot act even. He doesn't seem that type of guy.
But he said he did against St Johnston.
I know, but I can't even imagine what that's like. I just can't imagine Brendan.
Are you saying he's a liar?
No, I'd never say that about Brendan, the truth, Rogers. I just can't imagine him like being anything apart from calm. of course, that St Johnston game, well, we were probably even worse than we were in the first half of the weekend. I mean, maybe he did raise his voice slightly, because the second half were a million times better. I mean, you could tell just for the very start the second half were up for it, and we'll probably talk about this a bit more, but we need to play well for the 90 minutes. I mean, look at last week, first half, as I said, while I was praising Celtic for last week, listeners, even though I said the team were losers, I did say the first half was one of our best ever performances at Ibrox, which people seem to forget about. I mean, last week the first half was amazing, and I stick by it being amazing. You're never 2-0 up at Ibrox, second half abysmal. Saturday, first half abysmal, second half, I wouldn't say amazing, but I thought it was very, very good, and we played with purpose, like we're going to need for these last 6-7 how many more games we've got to play this season.
Let's focus on the league though. Five,
okay, for these five huge games that we've got. So it reminded me of the Dundee game, which I think it was, I can't remember if I was, I don't know, that's how much I've enjoyed this season. But I was not in each at half time, it was about a snow fest, they ended up winning 3-0. But it was, in the end, I think a good performance, and I thought we scored one strange goal and two very good goals. I mean, the first goal was a classic, I'd say, by, his name is Rio.
Yeah, what a fantastic goal, just about a maverick genius. I said it in the video with Hamish and Celtic AM, that dramatically my iPhone storage ran out on like 5 minutes into it, and there was like a 10-minute video I did, but I really alluded to how well Hatate did for that goal. Hamish actually made a great point in Celtic AM. It was like very Modric-esque, wasn't it? The way that he controlled it and got the shot away. Like, no keepers getting that. You know what I mean? St Mirren goalie, who I thought was all right in general. There was no chance he was getting that. And I think that first goal was key, because it, and the timing of it, like a few minutes into the second half, it just wore down St Mirren. And that was it. The resistance had crumbled, basically. I don't think there was any chance of them getting back in the game.
No, and we could have scored more goals. I mean, this is going to sound like Rangers excuses, but like the wind generally did affect the game, especially like I was like genuinely blown about all the other places in the penalty box when Celtic were like having efforts in goal.
As I said, the poor Green Brigade were affected by it with a banner,
and there was loads of rubbish in the pitch, and I don't mean the players.
Very nice.
Actually, I think that Alistair Johnson, who we'll talk more about in a minute, his role in the first goal seems to be forgot about completely, because obviously it was a fantastic strike by Rio, as you don't call him. But it was a nice wee pass by Arthur Johnson, who, let us just say, played about 100 times better than his other fullback on the other side, Greg Taylor, who, I don't want to criticise Greg Taylor, because I know we're all meant to be in it together to win this league. And of course, I might have to apologise at the end of the season for calling us losers, Celtic that is. But Greg Taylor stinks. We really, really, please God, let us sign a left back in the summer. We have to.
Are you talking about Gig Pod Instagram story viewer Greg Taylor?
Sorry, Greg, but you're rubbish. And if that means that you don't listen to us anymore, so be it. Surely the fans will agree with that one.
Yeah, it's one of the positions that we really need to upgrade on. And you know what? It's not just after this game. We've needed it for a while now, and it's been neglected. But it can't. I mean, that first half performance, it was absolutely terrible. And again, you know, I think he's been bailed out with how well Maeda plays, in terms of, you know, even if Greg Taylor has a rubbish through ball or a wayward pass, Maeda will harry that, he'll chase it down, and he'll probably win it. And he'll make a Greg Taylor pass actually look decent by just how hard he works. But yeah, there was no chemistry between him and Yang, and some of the balls that he was actually feeding through to Yang were shocking. But, you know, as you say, you've moved on to the second half, and he's other fullback, Alistair Johnson, who I did say to Hamish and Celtic AM the other week, I want a strong performance from him in this run-in. And he's fulfilled my wish there, John, because that was an excellent second half performance for him. The cross-in for Furuhashi was just different class. What a ball. I mean, I said to you at the game, didn't I? You were sitting next to me in the second half.
I was, yes.
And you, I said to you, what an assist that is. Just you wouldn't even see the world's greatest right back putting something like that, John.
I'm just laughing at how you call him Furuhashi and no Kyogo.
Well, it's his son, that's his name.
I know. Even though nobody calls him that. No, it was a great goal. I mean, Kyogo, as I call him, had like should have scored like when it was 0-0 with a header right at the very start of the second half, if you remember.
I can't remember that.
He flashed a header just like wide.
Oh, yes.
Right at the very start. Because, I mean, we genuinely attacked for the very, very start of the second half. I mean, I think we won a corner in the first like 20 seconds or something.
Did you notice as well in the first half with Hitati when he played like that wayward pass and then he went down and he was sulking for a wee bit for like a minute or so? But I think that was just because he's got very high standards and a couple of passes that he played that didn't come off and he seemed very frustrated by
it. Well, what I noticed first half was, I mean, I was sitting in a halfway line first half, no down at the beside the Green Brigade where we sat in second half. We did our usual Kyogo making a great run, and as ever, nobody getting picked out. And that isn't just a thing that's happened this season. That's happened for when Kyogo's signed for Celtic. He's always like making great runs right in the edge of the last defender, and he's never picked out, and he must get absolutely furious about that.
Tom Rogic still remains the only player that had the vision to pick out Furuhashi with his runs.
Well, really, I think CCB could, because CCB's got the ball an awful lot, and CCB's actually a good passer. You don't usually think it, because he's so good in defence. I mean, even at the weekend, he was, like, we saw somebody's defending, like, fairly close up second half when the game was won, and he was, like, so determined, like, to get that clean sheet. And, I mean, it's just, I think I was wearing the league could rest on CCV being fit, because is that important?
How good was that bit, even when we were like 3-0, no, I think we were 2-0 up at the time, and then there was that cross that came in, and he, I think he like deflected it to Joe Hart with his hip.
He did.
Where he was like falling.
I was rolling.
Oh, some defending, and then we all thought after it, we were all having like an aneurysm, because we thought that he was injured or something.
That was the second aneurysm in the second half. We'll talk about the other one in a wee while, about the substitutes.
Well, we'll talk about the fact that I was right with a prediction that I said somebody would come on and score a header.
And I was right too, because I predicted 3-0 and Reed's all predicts.
Yes, you did, so we're both right. But wait a minute, people say that Gigpod are loudmouths that just know nothing.
Well, they say that about me about every aspect of my life.
Apart from comics and rock music.
And office jobs. Well, that's yet to be seen. No, I mean, just again, AJ, that was a great ball. I mean, I was a wee bit unlucky last week when I got that penalty against him. I mean, I still think it, but the SPFL / SFA's insane rules, it was always going to be a penalty, and of course, John Beaton, etc. I mean, he's go over that though, because like, he wouldn't get the assist for the first goal. I don't think he did, because when I looked at him live score, it just said Hitati go. It didn't even say Johnson. We need him to play well, because he's an important player for us, and he's better than Anthony Ralston, who's his competition, and I hope he stays fit for the next month as well. And the third goal you predicted, Adam Eder would score a header, and he did, set up by James Forrest. Somebody else had a shot as well, I can't remember who it was, maybe O'Reilly, or he may have been subbed, but it may have been Bernardo. I've not watched the goal back, but Eder was there, head in the net, setting goal in two games, and a friend there was Monty, friend of the pod, hello Monty.
Oh, he loves him.
I know, he wants us to sign him. I would as well, but Norwich were wanting something like 10 million for him, and people might think, oh, that's exaggerating. No, it's not. They'll see that he's, especially if we win the league, and they'll say, hold on a minute, he scored in the only game in Scotland that counts, and it was a big goal. He scored a load of big goals, if you look at the goals at Motherwell and Hibs. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully he's got more goals, and I think he will score more goals for the end of the season. If we could get him for 5 million, I'd sign him.
No chance.
We won't. I'd sign him 100%. But I know you're sort of still a bit uncle.
No, listen, if I speak, I'll wait until...
Would you sign him for 5 million?
Oh, I'd sign him for 5 million, yeah.
I bet that's not going to happen, because I know Rachel want happening. At least 10.
Aye, they'll want at least
we
10.
Really, I mean...
These teams down there on the mugs, they're not like us.
I mean, when he signed, everybody was like, oh, it's a panic buy. And I think the fact that we didn't get a deal to sign him in, it showed that it was about a last minute sort of panic buy, but... What, has he scored 6 or 7 goals?
7 goals, I believe, and he's made a big impact. And, you know, as I say as well, he's pretty much forced O right out of the team at the point. He's not in the squad, and I think O will be moving on simply because of the impact he made. And it's funny because, you know, it's that Dreary game at Easter Road and 2 penalties that have pretty much made his Celtic career.
Motherwell.
Well, a Motherwell one too, but I'd say the fact that it kicked off really at Easter Road with 2 penalties, and I think it's just sunk O, to be honest with you.
It shouldn't have taken another penalty for us as well.
No, he should not. I agree with that. But
I think he's done very well, and he's proved everybody wrong. Apart from Brendan, who bigged him up. I thought it was just Brendan being Brendan, but he went on about how he's going to be a big player for us. And he has been. I mean, well, I'll tell the listeners about my mad idea for the derby. And I know they all get criticised for this as well. Is that, and I don't think this will happen, is that we play Kyogo and where DM would play, and we play Adamida as the striker. And because I think Kyogo would give Captain Sensational loads of problems. I mean,
well, Ross County certainly did.
Ross County did, but then look at the derby last week. I mean, he couldn't cope with Dyson for 20 seconds. I don't know if Brenda would do it. I suppose it depends on, like, I suppose it depends on when the game is, basically. Because thanks to the wonderful SPFL and /SFA, at the time of recording, we don't know when the fixtures are going to be. The post-split fixtures. Apparently, they're waiting for the Rangers-Dundee game on Wednesday night, which could be played at McDermott Park, by the way. We're finding out tomorrow.
So there's actually a contingency.
Yes.
At the third time of asking, yes, when it should have really been the first time.
So that game will definitely be played this midweek. And I think by Friday we'll definitely know the fixtures. I don't know, obviously, everybody knows we've got 3 at home, 2 away. The 3 at home are Hearts, Rangers and Dundee, I think. Are Dundee at home? Aye, St Mirren and Killie away.
Yeah.
Aye. So, I don't know. I think the derby will obviously be the first or second game. But then they might not want to give us 2 home games in a row.
A lot of speculation, and that's just speculation, but people really reckon it's going to be Kilmarnock away first and then Rangers at home.
Is it not just people doing their usual, like, because we're in a great position now, the SFA fuck us, they'll give us like the hardest away game first?
Based on absolutely nothing, it's just.
Because everybody thought before yesterday that Kelly away was going to be the last game. Because so they could fuck us again.
Look, it's just speculation. None of us have a clue. There's no ITK and no. Anything, so it's just guesswork.
I wish we did, no. But no, I'm sure Brendan probably won't play either up front. I mean, as a starter this season. But I mean, that's my idea.
Your idea?
That's my yes, very good. Yes. So that was us. 4 points clear getting into yesterday's games.
But wait, we could have had the deduction if only we knew the
yes,
rules.
Yes, that's right. Yes. When we were sitting together, we made a sub. In about 60 minutes when Rocky came off and Welsh came on.
Was it no more than that? I thought like towards the end of the game.
No, that was the first one. It was about after 60 minutes. Then about like 10 minutes later, so we made a quadruple sub. We brought 4
That's
subs
right.
on. So that was as we thought had used up our subs. But then no long after that, James Forrest was warming up. And me and you were in a panic because we thought we'd made 6 subs it was going to be.
And to be fair, it wasn't just us, a couple of daft podcasters that don't know what they're talking about. A lot of people around the area thought the same.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Celtic in a season of silliness had been even more silly, and we're going to get awarded a 3-0 defeat for playing an ineligible player.
And not even just in our area. We saw Gamba, a pal, after the game, and he sits in the totally opposite end of our season, the Jockstein, and he said everybody down there was going mad too. So it just goes to show, Jonah, that only if we learn the rules.
I know, it was alright in the end because St Mirren had in the first half made a concussion sub when one of the players got injured with Yang. They collided and when Yang, yeah, by the way, when Celtic had the corner, I think after that the St Mirren player was allowed back on the pitch, but Yang wasn't, so great refereeing by David Dickinson. But then the St Mirren player was sick on the pitch and then obviously had to go off, and that was a concussion sub. So the rule is when you make a concussion sub, you get an extra sub. Both teams in the game do. So St Mirren could have made 6 subs if they wanted, and so could we. So thankfully somebody behind us said, oh, they made their first half concussion sub. And I saw a strange rule of football, it applies to both teams, which I suppose you can make sense, but so neither gets an advantage. But I mean, it wasn't like you'd gladly take a player half with a concussion. I saw another player spewing on the pitch, let's keep him on. But no, all was well in the end, and Celtic cruised to a 3-0 win. He put loads of pressure on Rangers.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
And Rangers deal very well with pressure, as we saw up in Dingwall. Oh, it was fantastic yesterday. Now, I've got to say that when they went 1-0 up with an OG, I actually tuned in not long after it. Took my daughter out on the bike, BMX track, for like an hour or so. Then, of course, the rain came on, as it does in the middle of April, which is completely normal in this city. Brilliant. Oh, absolutely no depressing. I know, I'll move on. But yeah, so I came back, shoved the Rangers game on, they 1-0 up. But then, as soon as I put it on, like, Ross County had a brilliant chance to equalise.
Was it the one where the guy put it over the bar?
He put it right over the bar.
He missed a chance like after 50 seconds.
Wow.
As well.
Yeah, as I say, I didn't see any of that. It was only 1-0. I put it on and I'm like, okay, I'll persevere with this. And for what I saw, Ross County were well better. They were, far more comfortable in possession. They were working harder than Rangers. Rangers seemed to... in their heads mentally believe they were like 3 or 4-0 up, but I never saw anything like it. Actually I have, because I know the way some of their players are when they get very comfortable. We've seen it for the last 6 years or so. But the second half, like, two quick fire goals, comically bad defending from them. And I think the biggie for myself was I'm like messaging you or when this happens and going, oh, they'll get a goal or they'll still win it. I didn't say that to you. There was no chance I thought that we were coming back from it. Like, mentally, they looked absolutely shattered. And, you can criticise Celtic for the bad 4 months that we had from, like, November to February. Started getting our act together a wee bit March onwards. Other than daft mistakes against Rangers and Hearts, I understand. But what am I seeing so far now is that Celtic are turning the corner. When it does matter, and Rangers, who, were happy to make up the points when they were chasing us from November to February, like when the heat's turned up, it looks like they're falling apart now. Obviously, I don't want to say definitively it's all done, but I think it's a massive advantage for us. I think it's practically one hand on the title now. 5 games to go, we have to take care of ourselves. But let me ask you this, their game on Wednesday will go ahead. Are you going to be tuning in?
No, I'll probably just watch the Champions League games. So I won't watch Rangers Dundee, unless I hear the Rangers are getting beat, and then I'll put it on maybe.
Well, I don't think it's a gimme for them at all.
It's a must win now. Saturday was a must win for us. Now.
The pressure for them is just like this is guys as well, John. The majority of that team, the old guard, have just seen us win title after title, treble after treble. They've got PTSD for when even just coming to Celtic Park and loud noise has been made.
Well, I don't want to turn this into the Rangers podcast, but they've kept players for too long. Same as how we've done that in the past as well. I mean, thankfully we don't really do that nowadays. We usually sell players at the first available opportunity. They've got the opposite thing. They've kept guys there for far too long, and the best thing really for them is to get rid of them. But I don't think they will, because they'll buy them. We'll all say, and hopefully I'm apologising in a couple of weeks' time for calling us losers, that we're well placed to win the title. But I mean, if we don't win it now, everybody at Celtic Park should be fired. And I mean that every single person should lose their job, because we're going to be at least 1 point ahead in the last 5 games. We're playing Rangers at home. We've got 3 games at home. No, we should win the league, and we're well placed. I mean, I didn't see yesterday coming, but then I was listening a bit in the radio, and even them obviously trying to go on about how Rangers are the greatest in the world. Even they were going on about how brilliant Ross County were. And we should win the league. I don't know, maybe last week wasn't a bad result in the end. I mean, I think it shows how important that was that we didn't lose last week. we're well placed to win the league, and we're playing Rangers at home. We should win that game. I mean, we should be looking to win every game. I know everybody's going about how Kelly and Hearts are going to be a nightmare. Well, this is Celtic. This is what I was going on about so much last week, being as losers.
And this is also Brendan, we use players back.
Yes, this is what I was going on about. Celtic should not be losing numerous times in a season, Kilmarnock and Hearts. I don't care if they're good Kilmarnock and Hearts teams, and by their standards they are. We are better than everybody. We should be celebrating the title by now. It should be like last season. I mean, by this time last season, I think the title was already won.
What do you say to people who say that smacks of entitlement?
No, it's no. It's the demands of a big club. I know I can't really compare Celtic to Man City, but Jack, Man City, if they win the league, which I think they will now, they're going to see their fans entitled, because their fans will go and expect them now to win the league and they bother. No, it's no entitlement. It's just the demands of being fan of a big club, which Celtic are.
Oh, big players really did step up. And when I look at Rangers and their big players, they just go into hiding. Honestly, Goldson is done. He looks finished.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't want to talk too much about them, but it was a very funny result. And my final bit I'll say on it is that's them lost six games in a season. If they were to lose one more, like, other than Celtic 12-13 season where we played half the games hungover when that was the first season they were away, I think we lost like maybe seven games that season. I could be wrong. We lost a fair amount, and even then nobody could touch us. I think that was the lowest points total in the league, but I find it mad that they can be in a title race losing six games of the season so far.
Well, that's down to us being silly. So hopefully now we've called these silly mistakes out and we can go on and win the double. I mean, obviously the league's important, but this weekend it's Scottish Cup against Aberdeen, and a game you're going to, and I might go to if I can get a ticket. There's been five ballots, which I think shows how confident Aberdeen fans are about the game. There's so damn many tickets. I mean, I still think it'll be a quite difficult game. Well, don't forget, we did draw with Aberdeen, which I think was the worst result of the season.
And they've got a better striker than Rangers.
Mioski, a very good striker. They'll be up for it, because, I mean, basically this is their season, because, I mean, their fans that I know don't give a fuck about the bottom six games. So, and I mean, we need to be on our toes again, because the last thing we want to do is, with all this confidence we've got, like, be stupid and get beat off Aberdeen in the cup. That'd be really daft. So, no, I'm confident that we'll win, but we just need to guard against complacency in every game we've got this season.
Very confident about it, but of course we'll talk about that one, or rather we'll review that one next week, because we're going to move on to the questions that get sent in on Instagram now.
Right, so let's answer those questions now. We'll both chip in with the answers, right?
Lead the way.
Okay, right, Liam King 95, who gets put on the wing for the derby to keep Tav pinned with Dyson out? I'm stressed.
Liam, I've got absolutely no problem what do you think about James Tavernier anymore, especially at Celtic Park. I understand the concerns slightly with no Dyson Maeda, so it can't be Palma, it's got to be somebody with plenty of pace, as we know that he really struggles against so much energy and players that are willing to run certainly for more than half an hour, which is exactly the profile Palma fits. So I think it will be Yang, and it should be Yang.
Of course, it might be Kyogo with my mad idea.
Maybe, but I would go with Yang, I think, now.
Yes, Celtic.time.88 just says, morale victories, and a laughing emoji after the Rangers manager did, of course, say they were moral winners just last week. All, of course, a Rangers fan I know claimed that he said morale winners.
Sounds like a lie.
Yep, one of his best ever lies, and he's a Rangers fan. Okay, Aiden_down85. Regio's current negativity meter, I'd say 10%. Right, okay, Scott Crawford _1989. I think we need to start planning for next season so we're not in this position again. And we've already said we need to do that.
But we also, you know, it's a fantastic point, but Scott, but we can't take our eye off the ball this season. I think we've got to be like fully focused on our percent on this season, and then see as soon as the final whistle is done for the end of the season. I don't think there should be any time off for the higher-ups at Celtic. I don't think there should be any of this, 2 and 3 weeks somewhere. I think they should be like, genuinely going all out to get rid of the deadwood and get rid of players that can't improve us anymore. And then also include some of the higher-ups themselves. I think we'll have to surely move on. But yeah, that's something we've said, and I hope we're planning for next season imminently.
Right, so here's one for our aforementioned Monty Magic One. Do you think Celtic will change strategy if we manage to win the league? We should change strategy even if we don't win the league, which we will win the league. But yes, to keep it short, yes. Buy good players and players that have got experience, and don't just buy like 10 punts.
I have my doubts, just because with Celtic we've seen this time and time again.
Our pal Tony from those wonderful four times, said a public apology to Brendan's winners from Reed. So, Tony, when we win the league, I'll give you the apology, but no yet. I said last week, if we're going to win the league, which I think we will, I'll apologise, but we've no one yet, so no.
Can I just ask you, are you surprised at the reaction?
No. Well, actually, I, because I don't think I said anything that bad. I mean,
proper people really had that in for you.
That happens all the time in gig pod with me, even though I just call it as I see it. not really. I mean, look at the games I've beaten this season that I've talked to you about. Hearts at home, 2-0 defeat, pathetic. Motherwell won each one with two penalties and missed one of them, pathetic. No, I don't take that back. Stand by it, but I don't know. Here's a quite funny one. Bailey underscore OD13. Seema's hand of God, because that was when Seema.
Yes, I saw that.
It handballed and then they would have scored the third goal.
What was he thinking?
I know, and then they would have scored the third goal, so that was funny.
Thanks to him for that wee bit of comedy.
Yes, G underscore Ran underscore Miller. Rizzo's next Doomer prediction. I won't mention, with the world and the state that it is, I won't make a doom laden prediction about war or anything
it's
like that.
It's not going to be politics, is it?
Never. Flynn underscore joinery, I can hear bottles smashing. And really, Rangers did bottle it yesterday.
Totally.
And I could maybe see them. Well, I mean, I still had faith we'd win the league.
Well, at least we went to Inverness and we were hungover when we got beat, weren't they?
That's true. Let's see what else. Here's one, McVeigh 1979.
Oh, he doesn't like you,
I know he doesn't, but I'm going to read it out because I'm the better man. Forest to start at Hampden. I can't see that happening. I don't think.
A couple of people have actually said to me is Forest going to be stepping in, but I still think, I don't think he'll be starting. I think he'll be more an impact player.
I think so, yes. A Rangers one from Kira Horner, XX. The fact that Philip Clement walked off down the turn without shaking hands, that happened, but when I saw the highlights last night, Don Cowie got interviewed, and then after he got interviewed, Clement shook his hands. So he was a big man in the end. What a guy.
Again, just shows with the pressure with Clement as well, doesn't it? Like last week, talking about moral victories and all that, and starting a ridiculous team against us now, this one, but he's yesterday walking away in the huff. So yeah, pressure gets to some people in very different ways, John.
Yes, and the last one from Jordan Reynolds, 07. The state of the economy. That would be a whole podcast in itself if we answered that one.
Well, if you want me to moan about Glasgow, that'll be a special in itself.
No, I don't worry, that's fine.
But just for the record as well, we get tons in and you're deciding not to read them all out.
Because some of them get bad language and stuff that I can't say. But
there was one with a Subway order.
I know, but it had swearing as well, so I can't read it out.
Well, somebody wanted to know my Subway order. Well, I'll tell you what it is.
It was A.M.C.67. It actually went, the fucking wind. Well, we talked about the wind.
But the wind was stupid.
And your Subway orders. Long-term listeners of GigPod will know what my Subway order is, of course.
I always get a foot-long or Italian ham and cheese and turkey, actually, but it's never toasted. Lettuce, jalapeno, pepper, red onion, and the old-school Southwest sauce. That new one just blows my mouth off. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that one.
I usually get, as long-term listeners will know, I'm a vegan, so I get a...
You're not a vegan, you're a veggie.
Well, I'm a vegan 99% of the time. So I get a veggie delight with most of the... What do I get? Cheese, vegetarian cheese, of course, vegan cheese. Hearty Italian bread or wheat. Cucumber, olives, tomato, lettuce... sweet corn and gherkins and a ton of mayonnaise.
That sounds bad.
I get it heated as well. I think I got it at the time 2 years ago, of course, when we watched that that game.
That sounds so bad. Did I tell you about my veggie mishap?
No, what was that?
Germany.
Tell the listeners.
Right, so I went to a Vietnamese street place. It looked really good. Outside, it's got all the lanterns and it just looked cool. The motorbike and all that just looked fantastic. And I went in. And ordered the king bowl, and I thought it was going to be like brilliant, like nice bit of beef and all the noodles, the peppers, broccoli and all that. Gave me it, and I didn't realise that it was a vegan place, and they gave me tofu and hunters of crap. There was no meat at all.
Good.
And they charged me something like €42 for it all in.
Did you eat it?
I had a wee bit of it, but it was absolutely terrible. So sorry to anybody that's a vegan, but I will stick to my dinosaur ways.
And that's not just the food. Right, well, that's a good spot to end it for this week. We'll be back after the Aberdeen game,
I would hope so.
Yes, and who knows, we might be doing it in a pub once more. Only time will tell. And we might beat the, well, he'll beat the game, I might be, I'm not sure yet, but here's home for a public sale, and I'll be getting up ridiculously early to go to the worst stadium in Scotland.
How have you enjoyed the pub pods anyway?
They're much better than doing them remotely.
They're alright, aren't they? But what's your message for the people that complain and want the crisp audio from Clearfield?
Sorry, but it's easier for us if we just do it like this.
Selfie's gig pod, eh?
I know, we're terrible. What are we like? Okay, you can get us in all the usual places where podcasts thrive. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc, etc. Keep those subscriptions going. And I know we had loads and loads of listeners last week.
I did. I think Hamish bumped us up a wee bit on Celtic AM and people tuned in. But amazingly enough, even before that, people seemed to tune in because people must have been sharing your loser part and getting up in arms. But it'll be bad old gig pod.
Fuck. I stand by what I said. And you can get Steve O on Instagram, of course, at gigpod. And he's on Celtic AM every week, at least once a week with Hamish. And unbelievably enough, I'm going to be going on Celtic AM as well.
Oh, I was actually going to announce that there. I know, when are you going to start this season or next?
I don't know, I'll talk to Hamish about it, but I'm going to be on it, yes.
John Reid in HD.
I know, what a thought, what a nightmare for everybody. I'll maybe grow my moustache again just for it. But
maybe make sure if I get Vaseline on my glasses, John.
Yes.
Just to blur it for your face when I put it on the telly.
That's very good. But no, at some stage I will be on Celtic AM as well, so that'll be a good laugh to reunite with Hamish. And you'll be on it as well at least once this week. And you'll probably do a video at Hampden next week as well.
Otherwise. Yeah, I'll have to get one after it, but aye. Enough out of probably. Is this gig pod a bloody Celtic AM?
I know. But yes, so follow Stevie on GigPod, not on Instagram at GigPod, and I'll have my prediction up for the weekend as well. Hopefully I get it. Actually, it's going to be three in a row because I said it'd be a draw in the derby. I get the score wrong, but I said one each. I said 3-0, and who knows, maybe I'll be right yet again about Celtic. I always am. Right, okay, thanks to everybody for listening. A good episode this week, a good episode every week, and we'll be back next week after the Aberdeen game with our thoughts at that, and we'll do our thoughts on the top six games as well, because it'll be announced by then. Right, thanks everybody for listening. Speak to you next week. Good luck to Celtic at the weekend, and hail, hail.
Podcast Network.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.